I think, I don't know, if we get to like a thousand favorite or, you know,
follows,
follows, will we all wear Kiss makeup for one episode?
Let's do it.
You know, I'm down.
Either that'd be very interesting.
Well, either
people
that,
will consider it racist for Aaron, white face.
White face. It depends on which one I do. Depends on which face.
That's fully white.
I know.
Fully white. White. Like a black dot.
You heard it here, people.
If yeah, you, I will. I will do that one. Yeah.
You will do it.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
The man will not drink alcohol on a Christmas show, but he will paint his face.
Like Star.
Well, I mean, they didn't want to end up drunk like you did.
I want to know. I mean, true. Last thing on Kiss. Why did the cat guy? Who decided? Why did he be like, you know what? I want a cat on my face.
It's because he likes the pussy.
They were going through, okay. They were going through and yeah. choosing. One's like, I'm the star child. The other one was like, you know, I'm an alien. Ace Frehley was the outer space guy. And then Gene Simmons represents the demon. And then seriously, Peter Criss is like, I like cats.
I like kitty cats.
The guy wanted cats. So I put cat on his face.
Right? The band's like, are you sure, dude? Like, you want to do like a night wolf? He's like, no, I like cats.
I like cats. You don't want to be a lion? No.
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 You like cats. Cat.
Lions are mean.
Welcome to a brand new Kiss-themed episode of the Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, Antlion Audio, and Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Starring your rocking hosts, the Star Child, David Webb, the Cat, Made of Might, the Spaceman, Aaron Carter, and the host with the most, the Demon, Corey Vincent. Grab your Doritos and Mountain Dew, because it's time for Video Game Bang!
Hi, what a rock and roll all night! It's party every day! Hi, what a rock and roll all night!
And party every day! Wow! Hello, everybody! Welcome to a new episode of Video Game Bang! Where we are delivering on a promise we made many, many, many moons ago. If you are not watching this live on Twitch, shame on you. We did it. We did it, Reddit. We are officially at 1,000 followers on the Twitch machine. It took us a lot longer than I think we expected. When you heard that bit at the very beginning, that was recorded at the old studio. That was me, Aaron, Noel, and Steven. And it was, I don't know, remember I used to do the stupid thing at the beginning when I'd introduce people, like I'd be like, hey, you know, if we were members of KISS, I would be Gene Simmons, Corey Vincent. And
oh, yeah.
I do remember that, yeah.
And that's what started it. And then we riffed and just talked about KISS for like 20 minutes on that episode. Episode 67, if you guys are wondering, if you want to go back to the archives and listen to it for yourselves. It was a great episode, actually. I re-listened to it, you know, in preparation for this, and I'm glad I did. So, that's what you're going to hear. So keep in mind, if you're just listening to the podcast, we look like complete jackasses. Cool jackasses, to be fair, because the lovely Jessica Made of Might did our makeup very well. And what do you think, Aaron? How do you feel to be in whiteface?
I feel... ugh. Oh, hold on. Okay.
Got it.
There's a little... hold on. Sorry. There's... for people that can't see and listen to the podcast, again, shame on you. And second, there's a wig of full of hair.
Just rip it out.
Yeah, there's like, it's I'm ripping out my hair. This does not feel right. Black Lives Matter, everybody. Just remember that.
How's your credit score feel?
100 points up. 100 points up.
I wish I knew if that was good or bad.
100 points up. Actually,
I'm assuming it's good.
That would make it actually perfect.
Higher
actually.
Score is yeah. better yeah, than yeah, a lower score. Yeah, so...
the Spaceman.
You are the Spaceman.
The Spaceman.
You have the most elaborate makeup. You have the silver across the eyes.
Yeah, the silver lining. I got the silver lining. There's a silver lining to all this.
And it's you.
I am just more looking forward to after the show when you have to drive home, honestly.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
Yeah, you're not taking it off in my... We're not getting rid of all this makeup in that bathroom right there. You guys have to wear this home.
That's...
dispose of it at your own.
And in my neighborhood, they definitely know. They'll think I'm trying to rob them, someone from dead presidents, and it won't go over well. No.
Also joining us on the show, he is Paul Stanley with the bright red lips, David Webb.
I got gypped.
They decided who they were going to be when I was in the room.
You kind of look like you...
I got hair in my mouth.
Like you auditioned for the Warriors and didn't make it.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors, right?
No, not the Golden State Warriors. Definitely not.
Stephen Curry, can I play with you?
But you're rocking it. Yeah, I mean, everybody's rocking it, so yeah.
This wig has hair all in my eyes.
I think that's the biggest thing for us.
You know, I'm living. This is what I do every gosh darn weekend with wigs and makeup and crap. And to watch you guys feel my struggle is glorious.
You heard her voice. That's Jessica, the Maid of Might, hot off of a 2-week adventure in L.A. You went to L.A. Comic-Con. You did BlizzCon.
Yes.
You were like a model for some stuff. Like, you were living the L.A. busy life.
It was fun, but I'm really glad to be home.
And wearing Kiss makeup with us.
And yeah, wearing... You know, this is my life, though, so...
She's like, this is just another Wednesday.
I did Widowmaker at BlizzCon, and after that paint job, I'll never complain about makeup again.
Oh, man. So you guys basically went viral. Like, the... You guys did the Overwatch characters as Playboy bunnies.
Mm. Yes, we did.
And it was amazing.
It went over really well. It was really fun. We were a hit at the convention. Literally, we didn't have badges, but they let us like walk right in.
What?
Yeah.
That's VIP. Awesome.
I think that they thought that we just like worked for them
so
or something.
So if you dress the part, you can get anywhere. Okay.
So, but it was great. Like some guy in the bar of the Hilton bought us like 3 bottles of champagne because we looked so cute. Like, it was a really fun time. But,
that's awesome.
You know, being purple was so fun. I was purple from like chest up. And then I had contacts in, 4-inch heels, and then a tight corset bunny suit thing cinching me in all day. And I had to carry around a gun that was basically my height.
And I had to carry
around. And I was carrying.
But I stuck it through, dang it, the whole day.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
I'm glad you took the one for the team and are Peter Chris. Because I think all of us were dreading Peter Chris the most.
But he's a kitty.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. So... These two, Corey and Aaron, were helping me move this weekend, and I come in to my apartment from taking a box, and they're like, all right, Webb, you get Star Child or the cat. Which one do you want? And Aaron's like, yeah, I'm not going to be with red lipstick.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I didn't choose either of those two.
Yeah, so I was like,
because
okay.
You are so much more of a black lipstick guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down. They chose it. Kiss chose it. They're badasses.
Mm.
Also, I wear red lipstick all the time. So,
well,
different
I mean,
time, different time.
Yeah,
you rock it though. You rock it.
I do what I can. I can with what I have.
We are doing this because many moons ago we said when we hit 1,000 followers on Twitch, our first 1,000, this is what we were going to do. But we're going to leave the next 1,000 up to you guys. I mean, we're going to like dictate. You guys don't have free reign, so to speak. But
really? Because then you don't
know.
I want
to hear suggestions.
It's going to be RuPaul's Drag Queen.
I mean, this is basically it.
Yeah,
so.
This is as close to Drag Queen as you're going to get.
I did not notice a giant bag of Doritos in front of me.
Yeah. So BlizzCon, I had a crap ton of Doritos and Mountain Dews. So I brought the excess here for
awesome.
You guys.
Awesome.
Well, the first thing we're going to talk about is obviously Kiss. Kiss.
You got a new MMO coming out?
Also, don't Google Kiss unless you put like band at the end because you get some weird pictures when I was looking up reference for this stuff.
Or do Google Kiss.
No, it's weird.
The band was actually formed in New York City in 1973 by Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, and Ace Frehley, the original members. As Aaron pointed out on the last episode many moons ago, there ended up being a total of like 10 Kiss members.
Yeah, yeah.
And an entire army. That's what Kiss fans call each other. They're the Kiss Army. Did you know
really?
That? Yeah. That's why this episode,
I wouldn't have called them the Kiss Army.
If that's the army you're calling to defend whatever country.
That's the Canadian Army.
Like, oh, crap. The Kiss Army's coming.
I have a cousin of mine. He's an older cousin.
I was going to say kissing cousin.
He's like my... He is a kissing cousin.
That's
because
terrible.
He, even to this day, he's like my dad's age or whatever, and he has the teased out hair like Kiss.
How old is
this
man?
I don't know, my dad's age.
Oh, okay, so he's like an older
cousin.
Okay,
yeah.
Every time I hear cousins, I'm always thinking like your age.
He has the legit teased hair, and he shreds on the guitar. He's super talented as a musician, but Kiss is his band. Kiss memorabilia everywhere. These people are out there, believe it or not, Aaron.
And that's the I have
Kiss
a coworker.
Fans are intense.
Yeah, I have a coworker with Kiss tattooed on him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I do. I didn't
the face or the band logo?
I think just the logo. I think he has the band logo.
I want to be like back in the studio, and the one day they're like, you know who? You know what would be a great idea? You know what our thing should be? Face paint. Let's paint our faces.
Dibs on the demon. Oh, damn it!
Like how does right, design it?
All right, my second
it.
Choice, the cat.
But everything doesn't look
that was
like
really
everything.
My first choice.
Like this is kind of awesome psychedelic.
Okay,
thing.
But you also gotta like take into consideration the wardrobe because like the
yes.
spaceman's wardrobe is very spaceman looking.
Oh, okay.
You know?
See, yeah. I don't know what their wardrobe.
They
looks
spun
like.
Off movies.
Yeah,
they helped,
gotta look and everything.
They helped Scooby Doo. At Soft. Some point.
I mean, who hasn't helped Scooby-Doo,
okay,
though?
Okay, so in your biography there, does it say anything about why he's the cat? How he chose the cat?
It doesn't.
Because you guys joked about it on that bit, but I really want to know how that conversation happened. I mean,
maybe he was supposed to be more like the tiger.
Maybe. Damn it, guys, I'm a tiger!
I mean, if you look at them... If you look at them,
someone just followed us. If you guys, people listening to the podcast, wondering like, what we're doing, someone actually just followed us. And why anybody would follow this train wreck?
Because this is what you follow.
This is how magic
happens.
Hey
guys, this is my artwork on your faces.
You need a lot more chest hair web popping out.
I know. There's some
I'm
deep
looking
V's
at,
going
yeah,
on.
There's some
wardrobe.
Extreme deep V's with your guy there.
You're the only one that's fully covered.
No, he's got a. Plate of mail on his chest over there with the demon.
Oh yeah, demon
yeah,
has armor.
He's got armor all over him.
Oh, see, I'm looking at a different photo.
He's clearly a level like 120 freaking warrior.
The photo I have has like bat wings on his shoulders and his chest exposed.
Oh no, they get crazy. Yeah, these designs get a little crazy.
But you know who sets it up? War sets it up. They're like prosthetics and like full costume things.
Oh my gosh.
This is not the appropriate music for our attire.
You made me miss my beat.
I'm sorry.
That was a good thing.
Damn it. Now we have to do it again.
From the beginning? Web's telling the news.
Wow. Sorry.
That's a little too
heavy metal.
So many things wrong with that.
Was that too metal?
Many things wrong with that.
Web, what do we got this week?
All right. So, Sombra is out. She,
that's what I say to that.
She came out last night in an update. If you've been listening to the show for the past, 6 months?
Basically,
we've been talking
about
her. Have you guys played her yet?
No, I did. I had to do the update last night, and it's like 10 gigs, so I didn't have time, and I was playing something else. Actually, yeah, I was playing something
Corey,
else.
You played her on the PTR, right?
I've this is like the second week I've had Sombra, and now Sombra is on everywhere, you know, on the real server. And then I thought, hey, maybe I'll jump back in ranked and on the regular server and play.
Yeah.
Worst idea of all time. Because now everybody thinks they're pro Sombra. So that every match has a Sombra on our team and the other team, regardless of team composition.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the most frustrating thing.
Well, it's weird how... So I played a few... I just played quick play. I'm not going to try and do comp with her. And it's weird... She's a weird playing style. Like, I don't know how she fits into the meta or
she's
the
just
team
like,
comp.
She just sabotages everyone.
She is. She's kind of squishy, though. Like, she's squishier than any of the other offensive players.
I would think so, because she doesn't have, like, armor or anything.
Yeah, although I did. It was really cool. I did exactly what she's meant to do. I was able to... We were playing the Chinese Garden
Whoa.
Level.
Hanamura,
yeah.
The Japanese garden?
Yep, that's the one.
Good lord.
And Asian garden. Jeez. And I turned invisible. I got in there. I threw my little teleporter up onto the top of the building, teleported up. And there was a bastion that was just mowing everybody down. I just stood up there, hacked him, and then destroyed him. And I was like, this is exactly what Sombra's for. And then I died promptly after that.
You know what's pretty interesting is that there's a big tournament going on still. I think the OGN is like still in the middle of their tournament.
Yes.
And they... rolled out this update and, you know, glitches and all, and that's what's going to be legal for the last match.
Really?
Until the end, until the championship. So, like, I heard that there's a bug right now that where Zenyatta if you have his health orb on and you're dealing damage,
yeah,
you're boosting his special a lot.
Really?
So I saw like a forum post somewhere that was like, yeah, I had a one match with Zenyatta and got like 5 ults.
Jeez.
Because, what? You know, there's little... It's not smart. I mean, we've all been begging for Sombra all this time, and we finally got that update. But now, the way it lines up with some of these tournaments, it's not really cool.
Well, and it's funny you bring up OGN, because we had an Apex character. During the tournament, Kim Eska... I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name, jumped into a game during a pro tournament as Sombra. The day it came out, he jumped in. It was a Temple of Anubis and surprised everybody.
What a risky move, though.
Right? It surprised the announcers. I'm pretty sure it surprised his own team.
Sombra, okay.
The camera, you can watch it. It's an article on Mashable.com. And they have a video of it, and you see his face, and he's just kind of smirking, like, I know this is going to go badly, but I really want to see how far I can get. Yeah, he died. It lasted 24 seconds. Sombra's entrance into the pro
world was 24 seconds.
He got in, he went invisible, he got pretty close to behind enemy lines, and then Anna caught him, slept him. And then it took 2 shots.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, Summer's like, 200. If he got any repercussions from that. Like, his team was like, what the hell?
Oh, they beat him up later.
It cut to him right after he died. It cut to him, and he was just laughing.
He was just going for that Reddit fame.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
You got it.
I have this little tiny bottle of brandy. I thought, you know, it's a Kiss episode. That's what rock and roll guys like to do, right? They like to drink. And, you know, abuse
Party
women.
Party every night.
I'm not going to abuse women.
And abuse women.
However, I do have this little bottle of Christian Brothers brandy. And every time we get a sub, so I think I'll take a big old swig.
Heavy metal.
I'll take a little swig.
And that's probably only a big old swig.
But, yeah. All right, one. No, I'll take a swig every time we get a new follow.
Hey, we got 2 already, sucka.
Yeah, it's a wee baby bottle. I don't know why I even have this.
I'll take a bag of chips.
What's it called?
Jeez, this is full, too.
Yeah, no, like, that's a lot of chips.
And don't eat on the stream. This is a podcast, Aaron.
I'm not going to eat on it. I'm just going to take a bag of...
You're crunching bags.
What's wrong with that? So they can hear the podcasters.
Now all those weirdos who really like feelings. Okay. Oh, there we go. We got one. So time to take a little swiggy.
Kind of anticlimactic.
That is very anticlimactic. Time to take a little drink.
Like
silence.
Like 13 more followers and I might get buzzed. So that's good.
You owe the viewers 2 more, though.
Yeah, you do. That was the third sub.
We'll just keep it from now going
from
forward.
From now going forward. Okay.
And I get a little bump.
That sounds like you're doing cocaine now.
It does.
A little bump. Let me get even it out.
I'm going to hijack this just for a minute, Webb.
Do it.
Westworld. Anybody seen it?
No.
Oh, I want to see it.
Westworld. I haven't watched it yet. Ladies and gentlemen.
I've heard a lot about it.
It's legit.
I've heard a lot of comparisons between that and video games.
It was a movie, wasn't it?
Like it's a remake of something,
in like the 70s or something.
It was a book as well, I believe, too. Yeah.
It totally relates to video game culture. Like, it's like a real life experience, like a game.
Yeah.
And all the people in the world, Westworld, are like androids mm-hmm. that were programmed to give you missions and stuff like that. So people pay a bunch of money, go to this Westworld, and you just experience it. If you want to have sex with hookers, go do it. You know, if you want to murder people, go on a killing spree. People just get to live out their fantasies just like a video game, but you're actually doing it.
Right.
It's pretty awesome.
But there's a plot twist because the androids start to feel.
That's,
and it becomes self-aware.
Yeah. No, and honestly, with how this series is, I'm totally fine if they would have just like just let every episode be someone else's story. So it's obviously going to progress, and you know, and they're going to become sentient is what they're aiming towards. But it's a great show.
Yeah,
highly recommend
it.
If you haven't, start it now because like people are going to start spoiling it. The next Game of Thrones is what I'm calling.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a bold statement,
I can see
sir.
That. It is taking the internet by storm.
It's HBO.
Yeah, the my coworker, he was like, if you haven't seen it, it definitely is a go watch.
Please go if you hear my voice, go do it. If you are listening to the show. So let's get back. Sorry I got us derailed, but let's just to get you back in the mind frame.
Good Lord.
tying a noose.
Oh, how many of these do you have up your sleeve?
How many things rhyme with news?
I don't know. I'm going to rush through this so you can't keep pausing. Along the same lines as Westworld, Super Mario. Super Mario Run will be officially launched next month.
Snap. Switch. What is it on?
iOS.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an iOS okay. phone. So earlier this year, Niantic's Pokemon Go breathed mobile life into classic Nintendo franchise. But starting next month, Nintendo is bringing its ultimate icon to the realm of mobile gaming. They've officially announced that Super Mario Run will be released on December 15th for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch.
Is it just going to be like Flappy Birds where Mario's running for you and you just tap it to jump?
Actually, yeah. First mode is pretty traditional side-scrolling Mario adventure with some key differences. Because there's no separate controller, Mario's default state is to run forwards.
One of these?
Yeah.
I hate those. So while the player can never time it right,
when and how he jumps by tapping the screen, the level design looks nice, and there's even a peek at one of Mario's battles with Bowser. Kingdom Builder is the second gaming mode explored in the trailer. Essentially, it lets fans customize their mushroom kingdoms by adding some of the game's unique objects to the landscape. So, brick staircase, the coin blocks, castles, and almost anything you've seen in a classic Mario Bros. Game can be placed at your whim.
So, kind of like those weird, like, versus games, like the army games where you put your little castles down
and stuff. Yeah, it sounds a lot like that.
Something like that.
The final game mode, Toad Rally, allows Super Mario Run players to challenge each other to time trial to see who can get through a stage fastest. So that's kind of cool, being able to do the multiplayer on the mobile. But yeah, it does seem like it's a combination of one of those kind of games, like what's that, Clash of Clans. Yeah, that's
so it's
like
gonna
that
be.
Game.
We're gonna get all those commercials then.
with what's her name? Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Well, we did.
No, Heidi Klum. It's gonna be some model.
Some model.
But we didn't get any Pokemon Go commercials.
True.
We didn't though. Yeah, that's weird.
We didn't need them though. Everyone knew about that.
Yeah. I don't think this isn't gonna be near as big as Pokemon Go. Like, not even close.
Well, yeah, probably not, because for the simple fact it's only on iOS. So
that's
three
stupid.
Out of four of us can't play it.
That's really stupid.
Yeah.
Come on.
I wonder how soon they're going to bring it to Android, though, because Fallout Shelter came out only on iOS, but they did announce at the time it will be coming to Android at some point. But yeah, so far I haven't heard anything about this coming to Android, so that's kind of a bummer. But Super Mario Run will be initially free for a trial period.
What?
After you download the app. But if you want to keep the game after the trial period ends, it will be a one-time fee of, you guys want to take a guess?
$3.99. $249.99.
You get a free Switch with the purchase of this game. How much, Corey?
$5.
$5?
$4.99.
I said $3.99.
I'm sticking with my $249.99.
$250 with a free Switch?
Yep.
It is $9.99.
You are insane,
Nintendo.
Right?
A lot.
You're insane.
So they're limiting to iOS. Oh, and it's not even all iOS. It's only current.
What?
Current iOS. So iOS 9 and iOS 10, I think, is what they're currently on.
They're fools.
iOS 8 will be coming later this year.
Fools.
Maybe. So they're limiting on their native platform, and they're charging $10 for.
Like, $10 is a lot.
For a mobile game?
Yeah.
That's way too much money for a
mobile game. Pokemon Go is free.
Right? I mean, you had to pay for things in the game if you wanted to.
Unless you wanted to, like, actually work.
Or you could just work for it.
Yeah.
and be fine. But, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, not too surprised. I am kind of surprised at the price of the Switch, though. I don't think I saw that on the notes, but...
No.
They did announce... Actually, it wasn't announced.
It was leaked.
Toys R Us. Fucking Toys R Us. Like, you can tell they're so old. Like, Toys R Us has been around forever. They just leak crap. They don't know what they're doing over there.
They just leak a special ad.
Yeah. So, what was it? It was...
I think it was $250 is what I saw. Rumors.
Is that what you saw, Aaron?
I saw $249.99. Yeah. That's why I said the other one was going to
be $249. Right in the zone.
That's perfect. That's perfection.
Great.
You're coming out with a product that has the graphical capabilities of the base you know, for Xbox One and PS4, and you're coming out at a very competitive price right out the gate.
Yeah. And it does more than what the Xbox One or PS4 can do.
Yeah, I mean, the mobile aspect.
The action. I mean, like, you could take it with you. And stuff.
And then also it has, like, key video game, you know, franchises on it.
Well,
it's going to. It's Nintendo. You know, it's guaranteed they're going to have their top five.
Well, they're
going to
have theirs, Mario. Yeah.
They're going to have their Mario. They're going to have their Zelda. They're going to have their Metroid. They're going to have Kirby. They're going to have Donkey Kong.
But will they have Skyrim and stuff like that they had on the trailer?
Hey, you never know.
We'll see.
Now, it's coming out next year, springtime? Is that right? They're not
going to be out. March.
Yeah, it was March.
How hard do you think it's going to be to get your hands on one of these pieces?
Extremely difficult.
Well, super hard. Seeing as how Nintendo only makes 8 of their stuff.
And then, yeah.
At first.
This is going to be the NES original all over again.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio today, speaking of the NES original, and the DJs were talking about how they tried to get one. And they were saying how, like, Best Buy only got 7. Target had, like, 8. GameStop had, like, 5 or something like that. Something ridiculous. And, like, that's...
Are you telling me that, like, with the capabilities of the internet nowadays, you still can't get these products?
And Amazon was completely sold out and crashed.
It's kind of just... It's Nintendo's fault. They say, like, here's 3. And then when they get thousands of people wanting the thing, then I'm like, oh, sorry, we didn't know it would be...
That's just how Nintendo does it.
They want to be exclusive.
Birds fly, you know, fish swim in the water, and Nintendo likes to just produce all the shit people want in super small quantities. Because then it drives pandemonium.
It does.
They did this with Amiibos. On the opposite side, though, what was the Disney version?
Oh, Disney Infinity.
Infinity. They did the opposite.
But Disney always makes a lot of everything.
They saturated the market.
Yeah, they had way too much. But Amiibos, I mean, they were existing in the same period of time, but there was Amiibo swap boards where people were just trading them.
Yeah.
I remember when me and Jada went to E3, she met some stranger like
at a
McDonald's or an alley or something like to make a trade.
That's too creepy.
There was just a huge community and crazy demand for those.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never heard of that shit for Disney Infinity because Disney made so many of every single character.
See, but I have a bunch of them just because they're cute. Not because I've ever played the game.
Oh, okay.
Like action figures.
Like, I had the little Tinkerbell one and the little Rapunzel one because they're cute.
I've seen when I was at Fry's, because what's the other one? For
Oh, Skylanders?
No, not Skylanders. The Infinity ones, right?
Disney Infinity? Infinity?
They're like, and then they had like a side one for like Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's play like, action, Claymation?
It is like the desert at Fry's. Like, they're just there.
Oh, if you go to the clearance section of Walmart or Target, you will have so many Disney Infinity guys for like $3.
But if you like the like little statues,
that's
really,
why I got them.
Like you said, sorry.
Yeah. So like, I got like
then you
Star Wars ones.
You get a lot of good ones too.
Yeah.
They do this all the time with the special edition DSs, like the Zelda DS. When that comes out, you have to like bum rush it, get in line, reserve them, do whatever, because after they sell out, they just don't make them anymore.
I think it was like the Pikachu one that was like
crazy. They did it with the Wii U bundle that had Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Or was it Mario Kart? I think it was.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, it came
with because that was the one where it could be Skylander or Amiibo. Right? Wasn't that the one?
No. It was like a Wii U bundle that came with Mario Kart, and it came with like a steering wheel and the game.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was super hard to
find. Wait, Wii U or just a Wii?
Wii U.
And I heard that like Asia got some good DSs, like the Eevee one and the Charizard one that like we didn't even get over here.
They always get the good ones.
Like, everything. I want an Eevee one.
Yeah. Nintendo is going to do that probably the same thing with the Switch. You know, whether it's Christmas time or springtime, they're going to make it in demand, hard to get.
Themed, bundled.
I'm not going to go so far as to reserve it. Anyone putting money down on it?
No,
chat, I can't.
Let us know if you guys are in that boat.
But I can't do that.
What's next, Webb?
All right. So Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be getting the Telltale treatment.
I heard about that.
I did see that. Yes.
So we got a glimpse last year that Marvel and Telltale Games are going to be working on a upcoming title, but they didn't say what characters were going to be in the spotlight. But thanks to a recent SAG, the
Screen
voice
Actors Guild.
I was going to say SAG is involved
SAG
now.
SAG-AFTRA. Video game voiceover strike. We now know what the Marvel Telltale game is going to be, and it's probably going to be the Guardians of the Galaxy,
which would be perfect. I think.
I think it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. So it's going to be developed by O'Farrell Enterprises, which is also handling The Walking Dead series season 3. And Nerdist, the article I got this from is Nerdist, they tried to reach out for confirmation, but they declined to comment. So it's not a for sure thing. It's one of those leak things. But if it's right, then it's going to look similar to probably a Batman, Game of Thrones, other Telltale games. And we'll have an interactive drama kind of thing, which I think will be cool.
It'll be cool because there's so many team members.
And then being able to bounce back and forth. And I think it'd be cool if, depending on who you're playing as.
All the chat choices you have if you're as Groot,
right?
That'd be so annoying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, depending on the character you have, I tailors what you could say.
What would you like to say?
Yeah,
I am Groot. I am Groot.
I am Groot. Or I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Tough one.
I would love to see them work with Marvel and have this be like a bridge story between episode or
between the game one or, and two movies.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Telltale tends to stay out of it, though.
They do.
Like, even the Walking Dead stuff, it's like in the comic world.
Even, the Fables stuff, too, like that they did, it like nodded to the comic, but it was its own thing. And they even made a comic after the storyline in the game.
The Batman series, same thing. It's a completely original storyline. Yeah. So I really doubt Disney.
Maybe it's like a mission,
them.
Side mission that they do.
That's what the article was saying. That is, it's probably not going to have anything to do with the movies or probably even the comics. It's just going to be its own little side thing that's going to have the characters from it.
I like Janie, your robot said, engage your baby Groot dance would be an option.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of dope.
I just want to see I am Groot, and then you see the collector will remember that.
Oh good man. One, Webb. What's next?
All right, so Xbox celebrated its 15-year anniversary.
That makes me feel old.
The original Xbox?
The original Xbox. Yeah. Came out November 15th, 2001. It launched with titles like Arctic Thunder, Dead or Alive 3, Halo.
Yeah.
Madden NFL 2002, NASCAR Heat 2002, Project Gotham Racing.
Jeez, what happened to that series?
Right?
Aaron, earliest memory of the Xbox?
I ditched school. And
how old were you when this came out?
You were high school? Were you in a junior? How old are you about then? About 17, 16?
16,
17?
Depends on, 17.
We ditched school. We went to Incredible Universe.
Amazing store.
And they had Halo 1 there on display, but they also had the chair that was like the gaming chair. It had speakers behind you.
Oh, the one that would rock?
Yeah. So we, I remember these guys got through playing, and they kind of got up and left. And so me and my friend, we sat down, and we played until the store basically closed.
Halo? Yes. Original Halo?
People were like, original get off. It's Halo. My turn.
And so we were like, this is the most epic freaking game
right
to date. We go back to school the next day and we tell our friend, hey, we got to ditch again and go play. We did at least 5 more times.
Halo was almost the reason Aaron like failed life.
Like we did it like 5 more times, but every time we went, it was never there. They took it down.
They took
because,
it down because of
because
you. Guys
spent,
you guys
oh no, we knew it was because of us.
You
we
guys
spent
ruined
all
it for
day.
Everybody.
We sure did. And yeah, that's my Halo story.
I remember I had a PlayStation and actually did I have a PlayStation? Yeah, no, I had a GameCube. I think
good choice
because those three came out at that was the competition.
Yeah,
right?
that was
PS2,
the
PS2, the Xbox, and the GameCube. I remember being a little kid, and my parents were like, I was a good kid. Like, I had good grades and stuff, and my parents just asked me, like, you know, which one of those video game consoles would you want if you were to get one, you know? And I looked up, like, the prices of all them, and I chose the cheapest one because my family is super poor, and so I was like...
I want the $249.
Well, I chose the cheapest one of the three because I would have felt super guilty if they bought like the fanciest one. So yeah. I hadn't had a Nintendo console like ever. Before that, I had like the original PlayStation, and before that, it was a Sega Genesis. And so I chose that one. They got it for me, but then my aunt, of all people, I've told you stories about my aunt before. She'll just go buy stuff. She doesn't understand what it is or anything.
Yeah, but sometimes that's the best.
Is she the one that has the VR?
Yeah, she has a VR thing. Like, she just buys random shit. And she bought the Xbox. And she, you know, was telling me, what game do I buy? I was like, fuck, I don't know. I'm Nintendo. Get Mario or something. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, they didn't have that one. And the guy at the Funko Land told me to buy Halo. So I bought Halo. You want to come over and play it? You know, because I, after school, she picked me up. And I went there, played Halo, changed my life. I was like, why the fuck did I buy this Nintendo? I don't care it costs an extra $100. I should have just went for the good one. And it was like 3 years after that till I finally got an Xbox. I was like a very late adapter.
You're like, can we go over to my aunt's house, please?
I would, yeah. I'd want to go to the aunt's house just to play Halo. Halo was the shit. And that,
like, I don't care about you, aunt. I
just want Halo. Right? I know. Screw the family. Halo.
Oh, man.
But that game, it was so amazing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, like, Aaron, you don't have those fond memories of Halo anymore.
No, once we actually got the game, again, our own hype kind of, you know, ruined it for us, because we got the game thinking it was going to be four players co-op, and we were all going to just go on this grand adventure, you know, together and shooting aliens.
Shots.
Yeah, but then we got it, and it was like two players co-op. It was still a fun game, and we played a lot of the multiplayer, but I had a GameCube, and there was another game called Phantasy Star Online that stole a lot of our time.
You had that on the GameCube?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I had that on the
GameCube. It was four-player split-screen co-op.
Right.
And it was like a MMO-ish.
I had it on Dreamcast.
Yeah, so we didn't, you know, Halo 2 was the more one that we kind of jumped in more hardcore than Halo 1, if anything.
But that ant, by the way, just to, you know, give you a little more background of the story. Hardcore Trump supporter.
Oh, there you go.
Just figured I'd throw that in there. The technology.
It's pretty much Microsoft and Trump.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Microsoft and Trump. If you guys are in chat, let us know your earliest Xbox stories. I would really like to hear them. But so go on. How did they commemorate this 15th anniversary?
So they had lots of different events. They had hashtag 15 years of Xbox. They had live streams. They released these stats that show you how much it's grown since then. So since the launch of Xbox, there are 222,468,423 players.
Good lord.
Damn.
Number of total gaming hours is 100,539,390,670. Multiplayer hours is 29 billion.
Oh. I believe it.
It's,
that makes sense.
It's crazy. Number of achievements unlocked: 32,667,582,000.
That's a little less than I thought.
There's not as many achievement hunters as you would think.
A little less than I thought.
Gamer score, all racked up. Combine everybody's gamer score, you get 572,605,554,587.
You're welcome, world, for the 5,000.
For the 5,000
that I have in there.
The highest gamer score. Anybody want to take a guess?
100,000.
I do remember, like, around the time the Xbox One came out, they were celebrating this one dude who hit 1,000,000. Like, and he got like a golden Xbox and,
oh my
and stuff
God.
Like that. Like, they
vaguely remember that. Yeah,
my 100,000 is.
They made a big deal about it, so it's got to be whatever that guy has done since the Xbox One has come out. So,
well, if this is the same guy, he plateaued and grew gradually, because the highest gamer score is 1,416,460.
Get a life.
So thanks for wasting your time.
That is
on intangible achievements.
You know what they gave him, though? I think they gave him a lifetime supply of Xbox Live.
Oh, so he never has to pay for it ever again?
No. So, jokes on us.
I would have taken the golden Xbox, though.
Well, probably if you get both.
Yeah, you probably got like some special.
Wait. But for each system, or is it just Xbox?
Well, Xbox Live.
Xbox Live is all around.
If you have Xbox Live, you can go hook up a 360 and still get on. Okay.
I thought the Xbox Live for the very first Xbox, and then Xbox Live for 360. I thought it changed.
I'm pretty sure servers are completely down for the original Xbox. I don't even think you could.
I would assume so. I haven't even seen one.
You could probably LAN them. You have to connect them all through a Switch or something like that. But
Switch?
Yeah.
It's the only way. You have to buy a Switch.
You guys don't know anything. You guys don't know anything about technology.
When I was in junior high, we did that almost every weekend. There was about 20 of us that would bring our Xboxes over to my one friend's house, and we would have a huge LAN party. We had like 5 different rooms with Halo going, and it was all on different sides of the house, so we could communicate with our own team without the other teams hearing what we were doing. And
where are they now?
Some of them are in jail. Some of them are.
Some of them are
probably working at GameStop.
Yeah, got some drug deals gone wrong.
It's yeah. And I'm doing a video game podcast.
Yeah, there it is. That's how times change, man. That's how times.
You never
change.
Know where you're gonna end up. You might be on a podcast and
you
full
might be
kiss
on a podcast.
Makeup.
You might be in jail.
I and remember full kiss makeup as well.
It reminds me of that song. Different you may reason. Find yourself on a podcast.
Oh yeah.
How did I get here?
I've never heard that song.
Yeah,
heard that song?
I heard that, yeah.
What?
No. I haven't either.
I heard it was on a Chuck episode.
That's why you know? What's wrong with you guys? You guys, if people who listen to the podcast, I apologize for the weekend show. Actually, no, you guys did it in overtime, didn't you?
What are we doing in overtime?
When the show just got super boring. All you guys wanted to talk about was the Flash and Arrow.
Oh, that didn't get super boring.
That was so boring.
That got super exciting. Didn't we get a sub off
we
of
got
that?
A sub off
yeah.
of that. And
we got one sub. We've gotten like.
We stayed plateaued in viewership.
Yeah, we did.
Didn't drop. It was
yeah,
just
we
you
were
that
good.
Were bored with
you
it.
Were bored.
Yeah, I started playing Overwatch.
Yeah.
To pass
so
the time.
Damn. Apologize to yourself for being lame and not. Keeping up with the conversation.
I don't keep up with the Boom. Kardashians, and I don't keep up with Arrow. I don't keep up with wow. any of that crap. Now it's just
oh, I just watch
Keeping Up with Arrow.
I just watch Food Network
show.
Whenever they do stuff.
I just watch Cupcake Wars, Cake Boss,
Home and Garden TV,
and Chop.
Yeah,
I make
exactly.
sure the TV I watch is either extremely like dumb, where you don't have to require any thought, like a reality show like Ink Master or MasterChef, or it has to be really, really good. It has to be like Game of Thrones or like now Westworld is taking over or Narcos or something cool like that. But there's no room for this in-betweener stuff. The stuff that's like I'm
kitschy.
I'm getting kind of hard. I'm getting kind of hard right now.
That's terrible.
Show's
over, everybody.
We're going
home. Show's over.
It's the makeup. It's just making me so rock hard.
Oh, God.
It's your fault.
Like rock and roll. Rock and roll, guys.
Rock and roll. Metal. Heavy metal.
Like even Daredevil, it's hard for me to finish it.
You didn't even finish. What is wrong with
Daredevil
you?
Season 2? I'm like one
Something
episode
is wrong
away.
With
They're like
you.
Tiny movies.
Something is wrong with you.
I don't know, man. I just don't find myself with the time, and when I do, it either has to be so trashy that I can just turn my brain off, or it has to be so compelling that it just consumes my life.
That's the internet age. That's what it is. That's exactly
freaking
what that
millennials.
Is. Yep, freaking millennials.
Millennials.
I just don't want to swallow any of this face paint. And
it's non-toxic. You're good.
Yeah. That's yet to be.
Oh! Whoa! Son of a bitch! What? Good.
What you playing?
That was the metal version. That is, of course, the What You Playing theme song.
Wait a minute. Pause. Is Kiss metal?
No, it's not heavy metal. We had this discussion
okay.
already.
All right, thank you. I wasn't privy to that discussion.
Well, they're classic rock at this point. At the time, someone might have considered them metal. They're
compared to the rest of the bands.
There's metal in their outfits, yes.
Well, look at their live shows, though, with the pyrotechnics and the blood coming out of their mouths. They were original Rammstein.
Blink-182 had pyrotechnics.
So did Kevin Hart.
So does Taylor Swift.
Boom.
So are they all metal?
Taylor Swift is metal.
The time.
You heard it here.
Look at the times. It was the 60s or 70s or something.
Oh, it was not the 60s, I don't think.
It was the 70s. It was 70s. Definitely the 70s. Late 70s, 80s. They even had a disco album, which I think was their best.
Anyways, moving around.
What you playing, everybody?
Right. Yeah.
That was, of course, the What You Playing theme song, where we go around the table, talk about what we've been playing the previous week. We will start with Jessica, the Maid of Might. Now,
woo!
I know you've been super busy. Have you been keeping up on mobile games, or what have you gotten to play?
So I have been out of town for the past, 2 weeks. But after being at BlizzCon, when I got home, I played Overwatch.
Nice.
I was like, I just got to play it. I've been surrounded by it. No. I did not have Sombra or anything like that yet. Mm. Or actually, I did play a little bit of the new mode thing where you switch random characters.
Oh
and
stuff,
which is
rando,
really fun.
Rando mode.
But that's about it. Just a little bit of Overwatch because I was so bombarded with it at BlizzCon.
Yeah,
which was awesome, and I even got to cosplay an Overwatch character finally. So yeah. It was great.
Aaron, what you been playing?
I've been playing, of course, Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2. Started my second character.
Good Lord. So you finish it?
No, I didn't finish it. I just started my second character. I just wanted to see what other characters do. And then when I found out that all your items and moves are universal for everybody, like you don't have to go and get everything.
Start from level one.
Yeah, you start from level one, but you have all your moves. You can equip the person with all your gear and everything, all you want. And it's not like level locked or anything.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, then I can just make tons of characters. And
all the characters. Yeah.
And then I'm also playing Neverwinter on the PS4.
Hold on.
I actually am enjoying that.
What made you go back to that one?
Because when I played it on the PC, I was like, this game feels like I need a controller with it. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of a action MMO. And now that it's on the PS4, and it's probably been on the PS4 for some time, I downloaded it. It seems like everything is free. It's actually a pretty deep MMO. There's some good customization to it.
The trailer is gorgeous.
And I'm having fun. You guys, it's free, people.
Have you guys ever played Neverwinter Nights?
No. That's a top-down, though, isn't it?
It's a closed-world game.
Played Neverwinter Days.
It's really good.
Really?
Did you? Neverwinter Nights was my jam.
I've played Sometimes Fall. And Always Summer, but I've never played Neverwinter.
Took me a second.
I did too. I was like, isn't that Schultz?
No, go play Neverwinter Nights. I mean, the graphics are probably so bad now that it really, it would be painful to play.
What you playing, Web?
So Overwatch. I played the new Sombra update, and then I just started the Titanfall 2 campaign.
Speaking of Titanfall, that's actually supposed to be going on a major sale soon.
Yeah, I know.
Already?
Yeah.
Black Friday's coming
up,
guys.
Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
Oh, and if it's Black Friday, it doesn't matter. Every game goes on sale Black Friday.
Yeah, but this is like
50%
off.
Oh,
yeah. This isn't, yeah, it's not a, oh, there's 10 bucks off.
Well, before it came out, everyone was talking about it. Everyone was so hyped. Titanfall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, grappling hook. It's going to be dope. And then it actually came out, and then just I didn't hear nobody talking about
that
it.
That is very true.
The reviews I saw for it before I bought it, they were saying that it's really good. It's what Titanfall 1 should have been. Everybody was kind of on the same page that kind of feels like because of Titanfall 1, this game kind of got overshadowed
literally
by the lack of success of the first one. And I'm playing it, and I guess the first thing I noticed was like, the story may not be original, the campaign.
Well, yeah.
But finally, I'm like, now I know why I'm in mechs fighting other mechs. Like, now I understand the situation here.
Oh, okay, so they actually give you some...
Oh, it's a whole story.
Oh, okay.
Like, and then how you get your Titan, like... It's like I said, it's not original. I don't think it's going to be Game of the Year, but it's pretty fun to play.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. Lycan Warrior 813 just did the Lord's work for us and let us know that Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is free right now on Xbox Live Games with Gold.
What?
That's a good one, actually.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't have Xbox, so...
Well, you're screwed.
Go buy one.
The rest of us...
Yeah, then it's not free anymore.
The rest of us got to jump on and get that game because I loved Far Cry 3. I didn't get a chance to buy Blood Dragon, but that's one of those ones that's on my Steam wish list and everything, so I'm going to jump over there and definitely do that, and I recommend you do the same. All right.
There you go. Corey, what have you been playing?
Thank you for asking, Webb.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, it's like we rehearsed it. Okay, this is really cool. This is just me rubbing everything how awesome my new job is in your guys' face.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Right.
And gladly. I got to play some Rocket League. I played, about an hour and a half worth of Rocket League with the two-time North American champion, one of them, because they're, you play in teams,
right?
Mr. Sad Jr.
Wow.
He was, if you guys missed the championship, the North American championship, this was the last one before Amsterdam. This was the best teams of North America competing, and Energy won, obviously. They won like a $13,000 prize pool and the top seed going into Europe. So super valuable. They needed that win. Sad Jr. scored like 4 in one of the final games against Orbit. These guys are legit. And
yeah,
I've told you guys before like how watching them is.
That's ridiculous.
Playing with a pro is incredible.
Do you feel like you could just park in the corner and just...
No, seriously. I was so bad at the game. There was times where he went coast to coast with the ball like on the hood of his car, juking other people, and then he'd just tap it in.
What?
And he was getting recognized in our matches. People were like, dude, that's Sad Jr. Wow, he's a champion. I didn't know I was going to be playing pros. Like, people were so excited.
Pro, singular.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I'm here, guys.
And me.
Yeah.
Guess what? I do the social media tweets.
Now, how do you go forward?
Yeah. He was giving me some really sound advice where by the end, I was actually scoring goals on our team. Like, it was...
Good for you.
I scored. I did good.
More than the freaking U.S. did. Good Lord.
But I got to say thank you to him. You know what was also cool for him? That was probably like one of the craziest days for him because it was Sunday. I was, you know, out getting some lunch with some friends. And I, you know, the social media job doesn't turn off. You know, my phone is kind of always blowing up. I just check it every once in a while. And we had a tweet from Deadmau5. And it said Deadmau5 had followed NRG.
What?
And he was like, you know, he's a big fan of Rocket League and stuff. And he shouted us out on the tweet. So, you know, he sent us a DM, too. He went a step further.
Wow.
And started DMing us and talking about, you know, he'd like to play with some of the players. And it was just really phenomenal. He sent us a link to his private Discord. And I was... like out, and I didn't want to jump in there and make a fool out of myself. So my boss jumped in the Discord, and we got Sad Jr. jumped in some rounds with him, and Sad was saying that Deadmau5 knows his shit.
Really?
He said that he is a Rocket League like pretty high rank dude.
Whoa.
You know, not pro, of course, right. But like really damn good.
He's up there.
And then he went from playing with Deadmau5 to a couple hours later playing with me. So pretty damn good day for him.
Roller coasters of emotion.
I think he had a good.
Yeah, ups and downs.
We won't say which is the up and which is the down.
I mean, hey.
We'll let you decide.
Let your imagination go.
It was incredible, though. I love the Rocket League guys. Like in my job, I get to deal with, you know, the esports, a lot of people from the team. And while I haven't met someone I didn't like yet, I could say I haven't met people that I love as much as the Rocket League guys. Like they are truly, like, they're all so young. You know, they're like in low 20s, super low 20s. And
that
they're just having
super low 20s.
Like
they're not bitter and jaded yet.
He's a low key 20.
Yeah,
super low 20s.
He's like
20, 21.
He's like they're like 20 in like 5 days. Like, super
they
low 20.
They just turned 20.
And these guys, like, they're loving life. They're about to go to Amsterdam. Like they're world traveling.
That's insane.
Champions of this game.
That's the life, man. Right
and
there.
I think why they and you know what I've noticed too of successful, hugely successful teams because our Smite team is the same way. Like you really. Get the feeling that these guys truly enjoy each other.
Yeah.
Like, they are really friends. Like, the whole Smite team, they're goofing off and stuff because we have a Skype chat where we kind of keep on task and, you know, we ask them, you know, can you do one of these or get us a picture of that?
Yeah.
And they're just always goofing off, having a really good time. The Rocket League guys are the exact same, and they're both, like, just dominating their games right now.
Right.
Smite has a game. I mean, they have a big tournament coming up this weekend. They're playing tomorrow for some, I think, seeding. Aaron, you've seen them play live.
They are beast mode.
Incredible to watch.
Yeah, they are.
So that was fun. I got to, you know, play with a pro, and it was – now it makes me want to play with other pros. Now I'm like, let's see who I can get from the Overwatch to carry me through some matches.
That'd be crazy.
Super fun.
Play with Seagull.
Yeah.
Speaking of esports, getting back to the news really quick, I saw a...
Wait, you're going back to the news?
Nope. No, I'm not.
I think you are going back to the news.
No, it's a story.
Should have said it was a point of interest.
That was my bad, guys. I'll take this one.
Yeah. You damn well will. Yes.
Don't be racist.
Welcome to Trump's America, everybody.
This is what you voted
for. I'm drinking some booze.
That was okay.
Oh, you chugged it.
You can't say chug to that little bottle.
He
took a drink.
It.
He took a drink.
He took a sip of.
No, it burns. Burns the nostrils.
What is it? Some fancy shenanigans?
It's like in a little plastic bottle. This is 50 milliliters?
Of what? Pepper nip shop.
Of Christian Brothers Brandy.
Christian Brothers Brandy.
It says on the bottle that it's very smooth, and it did not disappoint.
I'm pretty sure that Kiss would drink like hardcore, like
they drink fire.
Like
that's what they drink.
They
fire and rocks.
Lit on yeah. fire.
What do you got, Webb?
All right, so Echo Fox esports team, they released a statement that they are basically releasing their CSGO team to...
The Ether?
No, to allow them to find other opportunities if they want.
So they fired them?
No, they're not firing them. They're leaving it up to them. So they released a statement saying, first and foremost, Echo Fox remains committed to its players' futures, supporting opportunity both inside and outside the organization. It is in that spirit that we have recently granted the option for members of our CSGO team to explore other organizational options if they desire, as Echo Fox continues to make important environmental and structural changes to keep building towards a world-class winning CSGO team in 2017. It kind of follows, I mean, correct me, you're knee-deep in the esports community, but they haven't had a fantastic run, their CSGO team. It kind of seems like it's been up and down. They've had a whole team drop roster, change rosters, and it's been kind of crazy. So it kind of seems like they're just kind of trying to clean house without cleaning house.
I mean, yeah, it's the thing with CSGO. I don't know. I don't want to say too much or not say enough, but basically it's expensive to own a CSGO team.
Yeah.
Their tournaments to get in, I think the buy-ins are more expensive because there's more people watching it and involved. So obviously if you have a small game that has a very tight-knit community, you know, the org, or not the orgs, but the tournament holders want people in their tournament, so they make it cheap and try and get as many people interested in the game. CSGO has a very, very thriving community, a very rabid community who's very up to date on everything. Like, that game is nuts, and it has a very, very committed fan base.
Yeah.
And so they can get away with being really expensive. The players require more money because
right.
teams are willing to pay more, and there's more advertising dollars involved. So, you know, if you have a team that you maybe not fully confident in, you're pretty much nailing it.
I'd be offended if they were like, well, you can go find something else if you want.
Yeah, that kind of feels like they're...
It's kind of weird.
Go on ahead out into the world.
I was getting updates throughout the day saying so-and-so left... left Echo Fox.
Unless the team was like, yo, let us go. Please. Can we go somewhere else?
It could be. The article I read didn't go into like too much of the behind the scenes. I do know one person, I'm blanking on his name because it's one of those esports names. He tweeted, he's like, nope, I'm not going anywhere. You got me, Echo Fox. Like, I'm staying.
I got nowhere else to go.
I'm actually still on your couch.
Yeah, I'm right next to you.
I don't know why
I'm
you tweeted that right next to me. We're sitting next to each other, guys.
Kind of rude, but yeah. I have nowhere else to go. But no, I saw a lot of people leaving and then them signing new members to the team.
It just kind of feels like if you're in a committed relationship and then that person's like, you can date somebody else if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, go on. Find another boyfriend.
How do you feel about open relationships?
Yeah, no, not even that. Not yeah, even that, because it's not like, you know, they said they were looking for other people. They were just like, you can
yeah,
you can get the hell away too. From me.
Echo Fox is another young esports team.
Like, it is.
They've only been around
early 20s, right?
I actually, super yesterday young. Was NRG's one-year anniversary. NRG's and super young. Echo Fox is only a year. I think they've been
not
around.
Even. January.
Is it January?
It's January, yeah.
So
yeah.
They both got established roughly the same times. You know, and for a young team, like I said, it's a financial commitment to be in CSGO, so... I'm sure there's a lot going on behind the scenes there, and best of luck to them. I hope they figure it all out.
Yeah.
Real quick, I hear the wrap-up music, so final point of interest.
There you go.
EVO 2017 will be back in Vegas. The whole 3 days, July 14th through the 16th, will be back at the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas next year.
Can't wait.
Very cool. Well, thank you guys all for watching. Chat was popping off. Very constructive stuff. I love you guys for your guys' enthusiasm, for helping us get to 1,000. And we're going to be going well beyond. We're going to go to the future. We're going to go to 3,005. What are we going to do for 2,000? I don't know. Let us know on Twitter at Video Game Bang, or you can hit us on Facebook, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. You can comment here in Twitch. You can like and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or our website. Go figure. You can go listen to every episode at vgbstudios.com. And we've actually made it even simpler to where if you go to the People tab, you go to Guests, you can see everybody we've ever had on the show, from, you know, Ashley Birch to Katrina Law, to Maid of Might, to Ivy Doomkitty, anybody who you love on the show, you can check out every episode that they've been in. It's a really cool feature. We did it to make it easy for you guys to see the shows that you want to hear. I'm glad we did this. Aaron, how do you feel?
I feel good. I'm sticky. Glad we did this. Very sticky. Now, it feels like there's a hard shell that needs to be broken through.
For myself, the demon, for Aaron, the spaceman, for Webb, the star child, and Jessica, the cat, meow. You've just been banged. Wow.